Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas taking you through a Friday. Time now to return to our Lorain County's First Response Series. It's a project of Lorain County's Addis Board, supported through substance abuse at Mental Health Administration Award SP080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. And we have with us in the studio right now, Elaine Jorgis, the Executive Director for the Lorain County Addis Board. Elaine, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
Well, we're here to talk about Recovery Month.
Yes.
I know we have an event coming up a little bit later on today at Lakeview Park. We're going to get back around to that. But for those who aren't aware, what is Recovery Month?
So Recovery Month is in its 29th year in the nation. It's a month that it runs through the month of September. Started 29 years ago through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. We've been acknowledging it now for about 13 years. It's really an opportunity to take pause and understand what recovery means for people with substance use disorders and celebrate and tell stories of hope for people that are struggling with substance use disorders.
Now, what exactly happens in Lorain County during Recovery Month? What are the events lined up? What all happens during Recovery Month?
Well, this year we're getting a lot stronger with what we're doing. We will have, at the end of the month, our annual 5K run, 1 mile walk, where we also recognize people in recovery. But we also have, you know, just everybody that's an athlete or not participating in a celebration. So that'll be at the end of the month. That's in our 13th year. But during the month, we really want to have stories of hope, stories of recovery. We're going to do stories of how to access treatment, to understand what recovery, how it processes individually for people, and what our community has with resources for people finding their path to recovery.
And I think it goes without saying, this is a very, very important month. There's no question about that. Talk about why this month is so important.
You know, with our the focus on opioid addiction, you know, it's tough. It's hard. We've had lives lost over the past years. And so we do have resources in place for people to get help and move on to recovery. The theme this year is about investing in health, home, purpose, and community. So what we're trying to build is a community that's recovery oriented. So our goal is for people that, you know, need help, get help, but they can recover in Lorain County. So building and bringing to light all the partners, not just within our system, but in communities, you know, that people have a good, safe home to live in, that the communities can support recovery, getting people back to employment, reuniting with their children and their families, giving everybody a resilience, which is the focus of recovery as well.
You also had mentioned earlier stories of hope. I want to come back around to that later on because the stories that come out of this of hope are obviously very important to share. We want to do that here in just a little bit. But for those out there listening right now wondering how they can get involved, you had listed some of the events going on throughout the course of the month. How can our listeners get involved?
The best place now is our Facebook page, ADAS Lorain County. We're trying to keep as current as we can. We now already have stories about recovery going up. And so you know, there'll be a lot of information. They could just start contacting us that way, learn about our events. But, you know, wanting to find also a vehicle for people to tell their stories of recovery, often with the stigma of addiction. You know, people are quiet about their recovery. And, you know, if we have more positive stories and people recognize other people like, wow, I didn't know they're in recovery, that could be me too. You know, so it's also peer-to-peer helping each other lift their spirits. So mainly through our Facebook page, or they could call our office at 282-9920.
282-9920. All right, we'll repeat that one more time before we get out of here. Again, we're talking with Elaine Jorgis, Executive Director at the Lorain County Addis Board. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Who all exactly is involved in the recovery efforts? I know a lot of times there are some pieces and parts involved here, too. There's a lot of people that work together to make this such a great month.
Sure.
Who all should be involved in these recovery efforts?
Boy, in Lorain County, we've got an amazing network of partners. And it starts, you know, again, with our first responders. You know, police, fire, EMS, our emergency rooms have an opportunity to maybe see a person in crisis and help them on their path to recovery. We have an amazing group of treatment providers in our community. Our board does fund two primary providers, Lakotaway and Firelands Counseling and Recovery for Lorain County. So again, they're a treatment connector for helping people on their path to recovery. There are recovery community organizations. There's recovery housing partners, our courts, our community partners like Children's Services, employers, you know, taking a chance on a person on recovery. Again, we're giving them through our provider network the tools in the toolbox, so to say, to be in recovery. So it's, and that's the community part of it. You know, these are people that are just like us, you know, so supporting each other and helping the families. So it's not just one gem through that, but it's all of us together doing this.
I think it's fascinating you bring that up because we've had some of those people on previously here on our first response series, and it's amazing how many people play such a pivotal role in that entire process. I want to get back to the stories of hope. Mm-hmm. You had alluded to that a little bit earlier, and I think for me anyways, hearing those stories of hope, that's really kind of what gets people going for Recovery Month, because when you hear those stories, it's a lot easier for folks to get behind that. As you think about those stories of hope, the ones that you have heard and you've experienced in the past, what are some that really come to the forefront for you? What are ones that come to the forefront of your mind that you really like to share?
Well, you know, what's unique about any story we hear about is everybody's recovery journey is unique. You know, there's not a one size fits all or the one path. You know, we've got a young person in recovery who, you know, basically just got his bachelor's degree and is on his way to his master's program. You know, the story of the mom that, you know, worked their way through transitional housing to get reunited with their children. You know, at times while they were placed, fortunately, they might have a family to take care of their kids. Other times it might be a system that steps in to help. But to see families with hope to, you know, get their children back, to get a job, to get a meaningful wage, you know, so they could give back to their families and their communities. But again, there's not one pathway. And so, you know, for somebody, their recovery might be their spiritual connection. For others, it might be to the 12-step community. Someone else, it might be just self-care, yoga, you know, just the meditation, walking in one of our amazing metro parks. You know, so again, the stories are unique. And I think hearing those stories gets people to understand, and there might be little pieces they can internalize and say, boy, that can help me too.
What's interesting about what you just mentioned too is the impact that it has not only on one person, but the impact that it has on so many folks surrounding that one person, the difference it makes on family members, the difference it makes on friends and supporters too, and I'm sure that makes a huge difference as well.
Boy, I can't say enough about that. You know, oftentimes, you know, when people, families are struggling with addiction, they feel alone, you know, so to get that support and to see, again, the story of hope, which oftentimes might include relapse, you know, with the disease of addiction, relapse might be part of recovery. And so if we could have that safety net of understanding, it gives people hope and the ability to move together forward.
Do you find it's tougher sometimes to get folks to understand that every story is unique? Because if you're looking at it from an outsider's perspective, they may not know the different angles that are involved in this. Because as you mentioned, everybody goes at this a different way. Not every story has a happy ending either, unfortunately. Right. But do you find that sometimes it's tougher to explain to folks that every story is unique?
Yes. And that's why, you know, we're really set out these months to educate our community. The research has shown that addiction is a chronic disease, just like hypertension and diabetes. So, you know, there's no cure, but treatment makes recovery possible. And if you can start understanding how addiction works with a person and looking at it that way. And so every day we're educating not only maybe the families or partners, whether it's attorneys or, you know, just anybody to understand why the behavior of that person is doing what it's doing to their lifestyle. So education's key for, you know, so it is tough, you know, and oftentimes people aren't ready to hear that unless they're struggling with addiction in their family. So finding the right ways to talk about it. And that also helps to break the stigma of addiction that we often find in certain communities.
Again, we're talking about Recovery Month here in Lorain County with Elaine Jorgas, the Executive Director for the Lorain County Addis Board. And before we let you go, I know there's a big event coming up a little bit later on today, 6:30 to 8:30 at Lakeview Park. What's going on here?
So today, August 31st, is actually International Overdose Awareness Day. So we're in essence calling it our kickoff to Recovery Month, but it's really a day to understand overdose, bring to light the impact of overdose in our communities. We will be having a vigil to honor the 132 people that have died last year to accidental overdose. But we're also going to have stories, you know, from the families who were impacted, as well as families or individuals who have overdosed and are in their recovery today. We'll have resource tables for anyone that needs information and support. You know, so it's going to be an evening of, you know, honoring and celebrating and connecting people to help they might need.
Again, that takes place this evening, 6:30 to 8:30, free for everybody to attend. Make sure you check that out at Lakeview Park. And Elaine, before we let you go, one more time, for those who are interested in learning more about Recovery Month, where can they go to get more information?
They could go to our Facebook page, ADAS Lorain County, or they could call our office at 440-282-9920.
Very good stuff. Well, Elaine, thank you so much for joining us and shedding some light on Recovery Month. We certainly appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, Elaine Jorgis, the Executive Director at the Lorain County Addis Board. It's all part of our Lorain County's First Response Series. It's a project of the Lorain County Addis Board, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration Award SP080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. We will come back with more here in just a few moments on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.